want you to join us and help to make North Carolina better. I want to meet with
you. Do you want to close down my stores so that we don't provide services in the community, that we have to lay off our employees?
Oh, we'd love for you to use your wealth and pay your employees more. But here's the letter if you would
we're
take it.
We're providing jobs. I would gladly take your letter.
And we'll meet with you.
But we are providing jobs in the community. We're allowing shoppers an option to shop their community without having to take a bus to the big box store on the highway.
We haven't called
and you want to put a stop to that?
We want to put a stop to the use of wealth to influence policies in a negative way. So that's why it's not a boycott, it's a picket.
To North Carolina Justice Center and Democracy North Carolina instead of to the John Locke Foundation, that would be okay.
No, the policies, it's not the giving. It's whether you're giving the influence.
So let's support your policies.
Not only if you support the good of the whole, the fundamentals of our Constitution,
I'm more
fairness in voting, helping the poor who need Medicare, helping the unemployed. Let's have the conversation.
And we are providing more jobs. We're providing more employment.
Well, there's a clear record.
Through your direct activities.
There's a clear record. I doubt that.
Of providing benefits to our employees.
Yeah.
You realize over one-third of our employees are African-American.
Yeah, and do you realize that
store
the policies
managers
that you
and assistant managers, yeah. not
and,
just
and
clerical employees.
And the policies
employees.
That you're supporting, sir, are hurting the very people who spend at your store.
The unemployment rate in North Carolina has dropped from over 10% under the Perdue administration to 7.8%. Mm-hmm. We've seen a constant drop in the unemployment rate in the last 2 years. That is helping people get jobs. That's not hurting them. That's helping them.
When you cut unemployment benefits to people who lost their jobs, no fault of their own, when you deny Medicaid to the folk who need it the most, our own money, and when you undermine the voting process, when you create barriers to voting, that's why we're in court now. We need to sit down. I'd love to have the conversation with you.
And I've supported legislation for nonpartisan redistricting commissions. It was the federal government that declined to grandfather in North Carolina's unemployment reforms. And terminated the benefits.
But the governor we're the only state that has ever done this to deny
we're the only one that was denied the grandfather clause by the federal administration and the federal government.
The people who have been hurting, the governor could have made requests. The people are hurting, unnecessary. We could spend the people that were hurting. And I will agree with you that the reason the unemployed benefits are where they are because of Democrats and Republicans in the past. But be that as it may, the people should not be being hurt now who lost their jobs and no fault of their own.
I agree entirely. That's why the best thing to do is create jobs.
Let's meet soon.
And provide jobs.
Let's meet soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.